Time for another community spotlight here on LanarkLeeds.ca and 88.1 MyFM. It is time to speak to the Leeds Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit once again. Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Lena Lee, is with us. Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
And also back for another visit, Sarah Burris, Public Health Inspector. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
It is good to have you both here, and you're speaking my language today. We are talking food safety tips when barbecuing. Now, Dr. Lee, can you tell us why proper food safety is important to prevent illness? I think most of us know this, but it's good for a refresher.
Yeah, and hopefully most of us don't know it from personal experience, but certainly we have the risk of food poisoning or even infection from undercooked meats. And there are a number of bacterial infections that we get concerned about, but sometimes also parasites as well. And so maintaining good food safety is really important to prevent illness. So that you can enjoy tasty, tasty food without worry. And so there's two categories, right? I talked about food poisoning, which is the sort of it happens usually pretty quickly within a day or so of when you ate that food that gave you the food poisoning. And usually it's quite serious gastrointestinal symptoms, so abdominal pain, vomiting, loose bowel movements, etc. Pretty unmistakable. Sometimes as well you can get bacterial infections from improperly prepared food, and that can take a number of days, so typically 5 to 10 days after you eat that culprit food in order to develop these symptoms. And that's symptoms that are in a lot of ways similar to food poisoning, but with the addition of, for example, fevers, chills, it can be more prolonged illness and it can be quite serious. Typically for people in the extremes of age, so very young, and very old, as well as those with pre-existing health issues, especially immunocompromising issues. So barbecuing, I think, is delicious, and is really exciting, especially this time of year. But that cooking does take place outside of the kitchen, right? So a lot of those things that are sort of part and parcel of cooking inside a kitchen is less accessible. So for example, running water or a sink, sometimes even the ability to heat things to the expected temperature, all of that may be a little bit different. So there are some additional safety precautions that need to be taken when we handle, prepare, and serve foods, whether it be meat, veggies, or anything in between. That comes from a barbecue.
So maybe you can tell us some of the ways that the health unit promotes food safety then, doctor.
Yeah, so one of the ways is what we're doing right now, which is talking about it and providing message education to people in the public. We also have food handler certification programs, especially for people who serve and prepare foods for public consumption. So, for example, restaurants and other locations. We do inspect large events serving food as well. And of course, our typical, I think, what people know us best for in the food world is the inspections of food establishments. So whether it be restaurants or grocery stores, food markets, we also inspect congregate settings such as hospitals and congregate homes, long-term care homes, et cetera. So lots of work that we do here. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about you yourself and safety in preparing foods for you and your loved ones.
So, Sarah, can you walk us through the steps to prevent foodborne illness when preparing the food for your barbecue or picnic?
Yes, for food safety outdoors, we use the same steps as indoors, but separate, clean, cook, and chill would be those. With the separate step, raw and ready-to-eat ingredients should be separated to prevent cross-contamination. You'll want to store raw meats on the bottom tray of your fridge or on the bottom of your cooler. It's even better if you can store raw meats in a completely separate cooler when you have a barbecue or picnic going on. You'll want to separate plates and utensils for raw and prepared meat for barbecuing as well. And you'll want to dispose of any marinades that raw meat has been in when it's in the raw state.
So, what are some tips for cleaning when you're eating outdoors?
For cleaning with clean surfaces and utensils, you want to clean them before preparing food and in between handling raw and ready-to-eat foods. Always remember to wash your hands prior to handling food, especially between handling raw and ready-to-eat. Gloves aren't an exact substitute for hand washing, so hand washing is always best under hot and cold running water. If you don't have that, then hand sanitizer can be used in the great outdoors. For fruits and vegetables that would be part of your meal, they should be washed under running water as well to remove dirt and other residues like pesticides. You'll want to do that in advance of your barbecue, or picnic.
So cooking is really the step that we're most concerned with when we're barbecuing. Do you have any tips to keep that safe?
Yes, cooking meat thoroughly from start to finish is one. So if you partially cook something and then go to reheat it later, that's a more risky, less safe step. So we do recommend cooking start to finish for products on the barbecue. Cooking will kill any bacteria found in raw meat, and a way to know that it's reached a safe temperature is to use a probe thermometer. So it also helps you from overcooking things, which is really great. And we want to highlight that different types of meats or proteins need to reach different temperatures to ensure that they're safe. So we do have a chart on our website that specifies every single one, but as an example, if you were cooking a whole poultry on the barbecue, that would need to reach 82 Celsius. Or if it was a mixture, it would need to be 74 Celsius or 165 Fahrenheit. And any ground meats like pork, those would be 71 Celsius or 160 Fahrenheit. We do have a fun rhyme to help people remember, and it is, if it's pink in the middle, put it back on the griddle. If you're cooking steaks, you'll want to cook those to your preferred doneness. So just to kind of illustrate the difference, we get the question a lot, why can my steak be medium rare but my burger cannot be? The reason being, if something has been ground up or mechanically tenderized, then it has put the bacteria throughout the entire patty. So that's why our burgers need to be cooked to at least 71 Celsius, and steaks can be enjoyed medium rare safely.
That makes a lot of sense. So now, what about storing the food or keeping leftovers?
Yeah, storing potentially hazardous foods, including meats or any dairy products, should go into the fridge right away. So if you're barbecuing and you have a fridge by, that's easy to do. If you're picnicking or camping, using lots of ice packs or bags of ice in a cooler will definitely help things cool quickly. And you want to cool them as quickly as possible, and then freeze them for a longer shelf life and reheat from frozen if necessary for any leftovers.
Okay, so Dr. Lee, how can we get more information about this? I have a feeling I know what you're going to
Yes, say it all with me now.
say.
Healthunit.org. That is the spot where we have lots of information, as always. Our Health Unit has information about exactly what Sarah talked about, but also many other things to do with food safety. And there's also lots of information through the Ontario website as well about food safety. And I think sometimes it's helpful to know or just do a bit of a refresher. I think people are generally pretty aware of food safety, but the specifics really make a difference here. And so having that refresher on the little tips and tricks can help everyone hopefully stay happy, healthy, and enjoying the outdoors.
All right. Well, Dr. Lee, thank you so much as always for being here. We look forward to speaking with you next week.
Absolutely. See you soon.
And Sarah Burris, Public Health Inspector, a pleasure to have you back as well.
Thanks very much.
I'm Bob Perreault. You've been listening to a community spotlight here on monarchleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM.